You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on August 8th, 2024. And this week we're talking about tithing and whether that is something that Christians should be doing today. And if not, what should our giving look like? Is there a certain amount that we should be giving to the church each week? We're going to consider these questions today. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/080824. And now for our discussion this week. The episode this week is based on part of a sermon that I preached this past Sunday at the Eastside Church of Christ in Morgantown, Kentucky. If you listened to last week's episode about using the internet to teach the Bible, you may remember the point that I made about using your work you're already doing and repurposing it, like taking a sermon and turning it into a podcast. Well, this is what we're doing here today. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, I'll link to that in the show notes, along with the audio of the sermon that I preached this Sunday, if you want to listen to more of this topic that we're talking about here today. But we're going to be talking about giving, particularly how much should we be giving to the church. The main passage from the sermon and where we'll start today is found in Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so do you also. On the first day of every week, each one of you is to put aside and save as he may prosper, so that no collections be made when I come. So Paul said there, we are to give as we may prosper, or the King James says, as God has prospered us. But what does that mean? Many immediately think of the tithe that was required in the law of Moses. Deuteronomy 14:22 says, you shall surely tithe all the produce from what you sow, which comes out of the field every year. They lived in an agriculture economy, and it was based on what they produced. That's what they would bring to the Lord. Leviticus 27 says this, thus all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. For every tenth part of the herd or flock, whatever passes under the rod, the tenth one shall be holy to the Lord. So that passage in Leviticus gives us some more information about what the tithe was. It was 10%. So because of Old Testament passages like these, many think that Christians are to give 10% of their income to the church. The problem with thinking that Christians are required to tithe 10% is that we are not under the old law today. Paul told the Galatians that the old law was a tutor or a schoolmaster to lead them to Christ, but we are no longer under a tutor today. He told the brethren in Colossae that Jesus had taken the old law out of the way and nailed it to the cross. We are now living under the new and better covenant, which has been enacted on better promises. The fact is, the New Testament does not specify an amount or a percentage when it comes to our giving. Instead, the emphasis is on our attitude. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So with the proper attitude, being a cheerful giver, how then do we decide how much to give? Well, the passage that we started at in 1 Corinthians 16 says we give as we may prosper or as God has prospered us. But what specific amount should we give? Well, before attempting to answer that question, I want to make something clear. Ultimately, this is a personal decision. The passage we read in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7 says, each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart. So we cannot judge others and the amount that they give. Yet we must examine ourselves as we're told to do in 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. So let's think about that. When we look at ourselves and our giving and how much we are to give, there are some factors for us to consider in deciding how much we are going to give when it comes to giving to the church. Number one, there must be a recognition of the blessings that God has given us. James 1:17 tells us that every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. When we give, we are simply giving back a portion of what God has given us. And this is the thought behind Paul's instructions to Timothy of what he was to teach those who are rich in 1 Timothy chapter 6, where he says, "Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy." We have been abundantly blessed by God. When we think about what we give on the first day of the week, that needs to be on our minds. God has abundantly blessed us. But number two, there also needs to be a trust in God for future blessings. In his second letter to Corinth, Paul said that God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. Now in that passage, he's talking about giving. We already saw the attitude we are to have in our giving. But he says, if you give, God is able to abundantly bless you and prosper you. Now, we need to understand that that is not a business transaction. As if we give X amount of dollars, God is going to give us back 4X or 10X or whatever it is, that much more to us. It's not a business transaction. Instead, Paul is saying that we need to have a recognition that God continues to bless us in this life, that we can depend on his providence, that not only has he blessed us, but he will continue to bless us. Number three, when we think about what we are to give and how much we are going to give, we need to factor in our God-given responsibilities. And these are going to be different for each one of us. Two people may have the same income, but not give the same amount for this reason. Jesus talked about this over in Matthew chapter 15, verses 4 through 6, when he addressed the failure of the Pharisees to keep the law of God. He said, "For God said, honor your father and mother, and he who speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever I have that would help you has been given to God, he is not to honor his father or mother, and by this you invalidated the word of God for the sake of your tradition." They could not shirk their responsibility to their parents by claiming that the money that could have helped them was dedicated to God. They had a responsibility from God to help their parents that was part of honoring their father and mother. They sinned by failing to do that, and the fact that they dedicated that money to God did not excuse them of their responsibility. Over in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8, Paul said, "If anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." That is a serious responsibility, and it does apply to our giving. We cannot give so much that we are neglecting the ones that God has put in our care, specifically our family. Paul said we have denied the faith if we neglect our responsibilities to our family. And in that same context, in verse 16, it says, "If any woman who is a believer has dependent widows, she must assist them, and the church must not be burdened, so that it may assist those who are widows indeed." So because of these responsibilities that are for us, not to pass off onto the church, but for us to take care of, we are responsible to take care of our own families. Because of that, we are to be good stewards of the blessings that God has given us. But number four, we cannot worry so much about the future that we give nothing. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 33 and 34. "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." We need to seek first spiritual things, not worry about what might come. Yes, we are to be good stewards, but we are to put spiritual things first. We see a principle in David's life when he went to purchase a piece of land in order to make an offering to the Lord. The owner of the land offered to let David use it for free. But notice what David's response was. "No, but I will surely buy it from you for a price, for I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God, which cost me nothing." We should not be reckless or irresponsible in our giving, but it should cost us something. We are making a sacrifice. One final question to consider before we close. What if we don't give, or we really don't give that much when we could? We need to examine ourselves. We already talked about 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. We need to examine ourselves, but remember also the example of the Macedonians. Paul cited them when he wrote to the Corinthians about their giving. Now, brethren, we wish to make known to you the grace of God which has been given in the churches of Macedonia, that in a great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed in the wealth of their liberality. For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord, begging us with much urging for the favor of participation in the support of the saints. And this, not as we had expected, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. The Macedonians gave abundantly despite their poverty because they first gave themselves to the Lord. If we choose not to give, or we neglect to give, or we could give more but we just choose not to, can we say that we have fully given ourselves to the Lord? Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found this episode to be helpful. For links to some related materials, including those ones that I mentioned, the sermon that was the basis for the idea of this episode, all of those will be linked in the show notes. You can find those at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/080824. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast and share it with others, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos that we post here from time to time. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion here, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.